Hello there, gentle listener. I'm back from Australia. Got back earlier this week. Excuse me. What have I been doing? Relaxing, recovering. My flight got in at like 5 in the morning or something. And had a pretty lazy day after that. The final flight from like Australia to London was the third longest flight in the world officially. I think it's like 17 and a quarter hours on one plane. So that was pretty boring, really. I watched like 5 movies. What did I watch? Can I even remember them now? I tend to feel like I sort of, when I watch movies on planes, they kind of just go like into my eyeballs and just like don't get absorbed whatsoever by my brain. Let me think. Fuck. Oh, I watched The Menu. The Menu was really interesting. I liked it a lot, actually. That was a cool movie. What else? No, I don't know. Can't remember. I should write them down or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And I slept a bunch of hours, like 6 hours or something, and then landed home and was very tired and missing my family and missing my friends. But yeah, I'm kind of back and settled now. For my painting, I moved into a new studio this week, which might be able to double as a recording studio and like office space for this kind of work as well. But I can't work in there yet, even though I've moved all my stuff. Like I did the big move yesterday with like, you know, getting a dude with a van to come and help. Can't move in there yet because even though I ordered like a brand new microphone and a bunch of hardware to go with it to like really kind of potentially boost the quality of my sound recordings. But half of it hasn't arrived yet because of issues with the delivery thing. And even if I wanted to go down there and paint, like I couldn't because whoever the last person in the studio was, they took all the fucking light bulbs with them. Who the hell takes the light bulbs? So it's like, and then I had to be like, contact the company, like the property manager and be like, do you guys get new light bulbs or do I get new light bulbs? And then I just was like, I'll just order the light bulbs myself. It's going to take them fucking forever to do it. Sitting around today, like waiting for light bulbs to be delivered. it's really boring. I'm sorry. So I've got this exciting new workspace, but yeah, I can't really do anything there until I have light bulbs and or a microphone. But in the meantime, I'm just sort of trying to take it easy. My time in Australia was fun, not really relaxing at all. I was so busy all the time, like catching up with friends, spending time with like my mum and my dad separately each day because they're separated. Like I had friends from out of town visiting. I did like 3 trips away with friends while I was there. So like tons, like just there's a lot going on. And it was like generally when I go back, I have a really good time, but it's not relaxing at all. It's just like a lot of running around. And it's really hard to work as well, because I'm staying with my parents when I'm there. So, yeah, I was like exhausted when I got back, and I've been trying to just like take it easy this week. Particularly at the moment, today and tomorrow, I think I'm trying to just like not really work too hard, just try and like recharge my batteries because my brain is a bit zonked. So now, anyway, when I left Australia, it was like 35 degrees or something, and I got back to the UK and it was like zero, and there was frost on literally every surface, and there was fog everywhere. So a bit of a brutal reintroduction to life in the Northern Hemisphere after being in sunny Australia for 4 weeks. What else have I got to talk about? Oh, my YouTube channel was deleted while I was away again. So basically, I still have the last channel, which had like 20,000 people, but I've deleted all the videos off it because I was sick of getting videos removed and getting strikes and stuff. I've deleted almost all the videos off it. So I'm waiting for this new microphone to get delivered, and I'm going to basically, I think, try to do like more ASMR type stuff on YouTube, maybe with like some elements of like, there'll be narratives. But just make work that is like specific to YouTube, because obviously trying to make work that pleases both Patreon and YouTube is not really possible, it seems. I just seem to get deleted and videos removed and strikes and stuff. So I'm just going to have to make different content for each. So I'm going to try more like improvised ASMR-y sort of style stuff for YouTube. And And then just stuff for like Patreon, Reddit, maybe Pornhub here and there as well, I guess. Anyway, we'll see. But the whole thing kind of hinges on me getting this new microphone delivered, a Rode NT1A, and like a little, one of those fancy little swing arms for it, so it holds it up above your head. They look fancy, don't they? They look like, make it look like a professional microphone. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, like a fancy little mixing station thing for it as well. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what happens with that. What else has been going on? So I sort of mentioned that when I was like in Australia, because I stay with my parents when I'm there, and you know, like it's pretty hard to get laid when you're an adult staying with your parents. Anytime I leave the house, they're always like, where are you going? What are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't want to be in a position of having to be like, I'm going out for sex. So, but then I'd have to lie to them. But then it's also like, how do you find someone when you're only there for a few weeks? Well, that's a loud truck going past, isn't it? Moreover, I can't really bring people back to their place because that's just weird. I suppose I can jerk off when I'm there, but I feel kind of weird getting like too into it if I'm staying at my parents' place. Like obviously when I was a teenager, it wouldn't have stopped me because you live with your family. But as an adult now, it feels a little bit different. So I tend to get quite like sexually pent up when I'm back, which probably related to why I have a stressful time and why like, I always feel so overwhelmed with things going on. Like if I could probably just get my dick sucked or something, maybe I'd be fine. Or even just like have a really good wank, you know, just like really get into it. But I don't know. It's hard. It feels weird. So anyway, I'm sort of back home now and I'm, you know, able to do these things again. Definitely haven't got laid since I've been back. But I have masturbated a few times since I've been back. You might be shocked to hear that. But the truth is, I'm a big fan of masturbation. In fact, I'm doing it right now. I haven't been doing it the whole time I've been talking to you because I've talked about such a wide variety of subjects that it would be it would be a little bit weird if I was jerking myself off while I was telling you about my holiday or you know, how stressful it can sometimes be running around when I'm back home. But well, the irony is now I am joking off and I am talking about those things again. So, oh God. It tends to be that when I start to masturbate while I make these things, you know, I feel like I have a pretty loose structure to what I talk about, but I really seem to lose track of things once I start playing with my dick when I'm making these recordings. And, you know, as it happens, I have no idea if any of this is going to make any sense, but I wanted to do an update audio for all you guys listening, because I don't think I did one last month. I kept having plans to like, I kept having plans to make one, like just recording on my phone. I was going to go for a walk and like just do a little update audio, but I didn't even get time to do that. So now I thought I would kill two birds with one stone and record an update audio and jerk myself off at the same time, because I've really been enjoying that since I've gotten back. Having like an outlet, any kind of outlet for being horny, again, is just great. So I'm recording this lying on my lounge room floor, stroking my cock, and just enjoying the freedom to be able to do this whenever I want again. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, I seriously could just jerk off all day if I didn't have to have a job or anything. Oh, maybe I should just do that. Maybe I could just record myself doing this. Do this for 8 hours a day, record the whole thing and just upload it and, you know, or just live stream it. You could all listen while you're at work. We could do a whole 8 hour day together and you could listen to this the entire time. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. In fact, I was so horny earlier that I like basically ended up humping the couch, which sometimes feels really good. If I start doing something like that, then that's when you know I'm insanely horny. But my dick was like slightly chafed at the end of it. I really should use some lube this time. But I would have to walk into the next room to get it. So, I don't know, maybe I'll just live without it. No, fuck it, let's go. Oh, God damn it. Hang on a second. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it properly. All right. Feels good. So often when I'm jerking off, I feel like, you know, lube can be messy or it's in like the next room or something, and I'm always like, oh, can I be bothered? But every time I do go and get it, I never ever regret it. Oh fuck, that feels good. I think I said this last time I did one of these, where I was masturbating. Well, I didn't update audio, but I really like the idea that you guys out there are masturbating while you listen to this. When I'm like not in character and I'm just talking like myself, the idea that people might be like, oh, it needs more lube, fuck, a lot more. The idea that people could be, like, jerking off to this. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fucking. You listen to this. Oh. Oh, fuck. The idea that people would be listening to this and masturbating themselves is so fucking sexy. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Fuck. God. Fuck. Oh god. Fuck, my cock is so slippery and wet and so fucking hard. It feels really good. Feels so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh, I need to get a better lube, one that lasts longer. Like, oh, this stuff is good. Like, it feels good, but it just never feels that very long before you need to, like, holy fuck. Oh, squirt some more on it again. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fuck me. Fuck. I'm gonna let you know when I'm gonna come, in case you wanna come at the same time as me. Fuck. Oh yeah. Fuck. I don't think it's gonna be very long. Get yourself closer. I'm gonna get myself closer. Fuck.
Oh god. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Come on. Come with me. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh boy, fuck. Oh my god. Before I started recording this, I was like really expecting the light bulb delivery guy to like ring the bell like halfway through, but he didn't. Which is good. Fuck. Whoa, god. Oh my god, that was a good one. Fuck me. I feel like I just drained all the energy out of myself. Oh my god. Ah, fuck. Okay, well now I'm covered in cum, so I need to go and clean myself up, but I hope you've enjoyed this update audio. I hope you've enjoyed it in a very similar way to which I did. And hopefully you've also made a mess that needs to be cleaned up a little bit. So, on that note, I'm gonna go. I've just finished editing the next series I was gonna upload. I think maybe I'll upload it on like Monday and then do one every 2 days. It's like a 3-part series. I've talked about this one before. I wrote it like a really long time ago, but I only recorded it before I went to Australia, and I've just edited it now. It's about a very horny and slightly manipulative priest who takes a vulnerable, shy member of his congregation under his wing and introduces them to all kinds of new acts of service and worship and devotion. I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest. It's a good one. I'm just prattling on. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna go clean myself up. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for your continued patronage, your continued support. You're all great. I love you. And I will be back soon with the next audio. Fuck, every time I just... Oh, God. Shut up, fucking idiot. Okay, bye.